Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Packaging, the podcast that unwraps the secrets behind the boxes, bags, and containers that hold the food we love. I'm your host, Alec, and joining me today is a true expert in the field, a guru of the grocery aisle, Autumn. She's a veteran in fresh food merchandising and knows exactly what makes a product fly off the shelf or get left behind. Autumn, thanks for being here.
A guru. I like that. Thanks for having me, Alec. Happy to be here and talk about something most people probably don't think twice about.
Exactly. But they should, because as we're about to find out, packaging can be a silent hero or a secret saboteur. So let's dive right in. When we think of food packaging, most of us just think about the label, the colors, whether it looks pretty. But it's so much more than that, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Looking pretty is part of it, for sure, but packaging is your product's silent salesperson. It's the first and sometimes only interaction a customer has with your product before they decide to buy it.
A silent salesperson. I love that. And if that salesperson isn't doing its job, it can cause a whole chain reaction of issues.
That's a perfect way to put it. We see it all the time. A container can't stack properly, so employees are wasting time constantly reorganizing.
Okay.
Or a seal fails and the product spoils. That's not just wasted product. It's a customer who probably won't trust your brand again. It really snowballs.
And the crazy part is many businesses don't even realize the packaging is the problem. They're blaming their marketing team or their pricing.
Exactly. It's like a bad sitcom rerun. It's so predictable. A company will be told their packaging is the Michael Jordan of containers, but in reality, it's playing like a rookie who can't even tie his own shoes.
A rookie in high tops. Okay, so how do we spot these rookies? Let's get into the main event, the 7 warning signs your packaging is failing you. All right, first up on the list of packaging emergencies when containers become unreliable. We're talking about stacking, right?
We are. If your containers can't stack nicely and securely, you've got a major design flaw. It's about more than just looking tidy. It's about structural integrity. But there's a more specific problem we look for, what we call the BWW indicators.
BWW? Sounds ominous. What does that stand for?
Bulging, wobbling, or warped containers. If you see any of those, it's a huge red flag.
Okay, so what causes that?
It often happens with foods that release natural gases, what we call high outgassing foods. Think Brussels sprouts or chopped broccoli. If the seal is too tight, those gases build up inside.
And the container literally inflates like a little balloon.
Precisely. It becomes impossible to stack, wastes shelf space, and worst of all, it looks defective to the shopper. No one wants to buy a bloated box of Brussels sprouts.
No, they definitely do not. That leads us perfectly to warning sign number 2, seal failures. This is the guardian of freshness, as they say.
It really is. When a seal fails, it doesn't just let air in, it lets freshness out. And it's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Okay.
Different foods need different seals. Some, like baked goods, need a simple, tight seal to keep them fresh. But others, like those chopped onions or broccoli we mentioned, actually need vents to release those natural gases and prevent the BWW problem.
So a seal can be too good in some cases.
Exactly. A great seal should be almost invisible to the customer. It protects the food perfectly, but is also easy to open. There's nothing more frustrating than fighting with a package. If customers struggle to open it, or if the food inside is spoiling quickly, the seal design needs a serious rethink.
The dreaded package rage. I've been there. Okay, on to number 3, the merchandising mishap. This is all about visibility. Great packaging should enhance your product, not hide it.
This one seems obvious, but you'd be surprised how many companies get it wrong. The goal is to make the container almost transparent to the experience, so shoppers focus entirely on the delicious food inside.
Though the food is the star of the show.
It has to be. But there's a fine line. You want the packaging to be functional and protective, but not so invisible that it's completely forgettable on a crowded shelf.
I see.
If shoppers can't clearly see the beautiful color of your berries or the freshness of your salad mix, you are losing sales. It's that simple. If your food is hiding behind cardboard or a poorly designed label, you're missing the single biggest opportunity to sell.
You've got to let the food speak for itself. Warning sign number 4 is an interesting one: not keeping up with seasonal and market demands. So packaging can go out of style?
It absolutely can. Markets are always changing. A design that was a hit last year might feel dated today. Think about holiday-themed packaging or even just shifting color trends.
Right, like the pumpkin spice takeover every fall.
Exactly. Smart businesses design their primary packaging to be flexible. It needs to have mass market appeal, but also be adaptable for seasonal promotions or special editions.
Though you're not redesigning from scratch every time.
Correct. It's about thinking beyond just, this holds my food. How does this package look in a big box store versus a small boutique? How does it feel during the summer versus the winter holidays? It needs to work for a wide range of situations.
Let's move on to number 5, the automation challenge. This is about what happens before the package even gets to the store.
Yes, and it's a huge cost center if it's not done right. Modern food production is highly automated. If your containers are constantly jamming the filling machines or causing problems on the sorting line, you're bleeding money every single day.
It's a factory floor nightmare.
It is. Effective design isn't just about the shelf, it's about the entire journey. We call it design for manufacturability. It has to be compatible with machinery, durable enough for transport, and easy to handle at every step. That all has to be baked into the design from day one.
Otherwise, you're just creating a very expensive headache for yourself.
You got it.
Speaking of the journey, that brings us to warning sign number 6, transportation and handling disasters.
The gauntlet. This is where so many packages fail. A container might look perfect in the controlled environment of your facility, but the real world is a tough place.
So true.
It has to survive temperature changes on a truck, maybe altitude changes if it's flown somewhere, rough handling by warehouse staff, and potentially long storage periods.
Wow, I never even think about that.
It can make a big difference with sealed packages. If your product is consistently arriving at stores damaged, dented, or leaking, it's a clear sign that the design isn't tough enough for the journey. It's a failure that needs urgent attention.
And that brings us to our final warning sign, number 7. This one feels very current: the sustainability factor, or the lack thereof.
This is a huge one. Today's shoppers are more environmentally conscious than ever. They're actively looking at packaging and making buying decisions based on it.
Right.
If your packaging is hard to recycle, made of multiple confusing materials, or just seems wasteful, it can be a major turnoff for a lot of consumers.
So what's the answer?
The sweet spot is a single material design, what we call mono material, that fits into existing recycling systems. The real challenge is balancing that sustainability with all the other functions we've talked about.
It still has to protect a product.
Exactly. It needs to be effective and environmentally responsible. It's a tough balance, but it's where the most innovative and successful designs are heading. It's about performance now and its impact on the future.
Wow, that's a lot to look out for. So let's say a business owner listening right now is sweating a little, recognizing a few of these signs in their own products. What's the first thing they should do?
First, don't panic. Rule number 1. Seriously, just recognizing the problem is the most important first step. Most of these issues are solvable with a thoughtful redesign.
Okay, so recognition first. Then what?
Start by doing a simple audit. Evaluate your current packaging against these points. Does it stack well? Is the seal right for the product? Does it actually showcase the food? Can it survive the trip to the store? Is it easy to recycle?
And be honest about the answer.
Be brutally honest. But I'd also recommend a professional assessment. Some problems have hidden causes that aren't obvious, and an expert can spot issues you might overlook that are costing you a fortune.
Okay.
A good packaging partner doesn't just look at the container. They look at your entire business, your product, your supply chain, your retailers, and your customers to create a solution that works seamlessly.
So you're saying great packaging is like having a really good wingman?
I love that. It's so true. You barely notice they're there, but somehow everything just works better. When it's done right, the packaging becomes invisible in the best way possible. Customers love the product, operations run smoothly, and your brand becomes known for quality.
That is the perfect note to end on. Autumn, this has been incredibly insightful. Thank you so much for breaking all of this down for us.
My pleasure, Alec. It was fun. Just remember, your delicious food deserves a container that helps it shine, not one that holds it back.
Wise words. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode of Let's Talk Packaging. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.